Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
My mom, first off, I have updates for my stepdad. I don't know if Ryan told you, but I told him. And then my mom was telling me about one that happened. And then she, like, it's one that I've known for years.
Yeah.
And she was like, don't forget about this. And I was like, okay, yeah. But then I called her beforehand and I was like, can you just elaborate a little bit more on it? Because it happened when I was a baby.
Yeah.
Like, I was fresh about the womb.
Yeah.
Mike, is this recording? This is good stuff. Okay, it is.
Oh, good.
But
we probably need to do an intro first.
Well, yeah. I wasn't going to get into it. But, I didn't remember a lot of it, but I remember the story.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was telling me shit while I was driving here. And she told me something and I went, I'm sorry, what? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, you have never told me that. And she was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I swear to God, you have never told me that, Mom. Like, it's insane. And I was like, well, can we, like, Bluetooth you in on this podcast? But, I mean, I don't think we'll need to. I said, what are you doing? She's like, well, I'm at a client's house. So I was like, in my head then, I went, okay, no, we'll not Bluetooth. You're working. She was like, but he's not here right now. And I was like, Mom, no. Like, it's fine. Anyways, well.
Theme song. What's your excuse?
Well, okay. Welcome.
Don't want your excuse.
The podcast where we talk about the reasons why we are fucked up, weird individuals.
That's right.
What it is that made us like spooky shit, weird shit, and the way that we are.
Yeah. I'm Megan.
I'm Caitlin.
All right. So, do we want to discuss, I was going to tell you about eyebrows.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You said that
so
out there. Hold
the
on.
Other day,
I wanted to look more at you.
So, the other day, I got this, like, wild hair up my ass, and I was like, I think I'm going to bleach my eyebrows.
Mm, fun.
And so, and that hair that's up my ass. And so, just the one. I went, during my break at work, I went over to Ulta and bought some face bleach. I literally, this was...
Bleach for your face?
Yeah. Well, it's like for your
facial
hair.
Yes. Okay. I was like...
But so, yeah, it was literally like from one night to the next morning. I was like, I'm gonna do it. And so I bleached them. They didn't come out as light as I would like. So the next day I bleached them again. And I realized why they still looked like a little dark is because remember that time I got microblading?
Yes.
Yeah. So what color did I get microbladed on?
Okay, I guess I don't understand what microblading is.
It's a tattoo.
Oh.
Uh-huh. It goes right beneath the epidermis.
Oh, okay.
And so, So I just have like 4 or 5 strokes of brown streak.
Like it's like lines. Brown highlights.
Yeah. I have low lights eyebrows. In my eyebrows.
Yikes.
And so, yeah, that's what happened with my eyebrow bleaching.
Why did I think microblading was like a different way of waxing? Or like hair removal?
No, it's the opposite. Microneedling?
No.
It's a facial.
What's it in the mall where they have that big wire?
Threading.
Mm-hmm. I guess I was getting them confused.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so that happened, and then the next day at school, my teacher saw my hair, and I had almost gotten all the bleach out, the green out, and then I was working on my mannequin, and she comes up to me and is like, I'm going to work on you while you work on her. So I'm just standing there, and she's putting dye in my hair.
Oh, wow.
And it was a red to try and neutralize the green, of course. Mm-hmm. And then she rinsed it out, and the green was brighter than when I walked in the door. And so she was like, yeah, I'm going to bleach your hair. So that's how I got my hair done, finally.
It looks pretty.
Thank you.
It's really nice.
Thanks.
The other day when you came in, it looked very rose goldy.
It was. I have been using a purple and silver shampoo and conditioner to kind of get just like the white blonde look that I like.
Yeah. It looks good.
So thank you.
Be pretty.
Thanks, bib.
Nice.
And I got to witness the Trump motorcade.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
You hear that four of the boats at Lake Trevor, they apparently were like natural freaking selection. Out. Like, we're gonna die. And it's like, motherfucker, just swim. Like,
well, it's because.
It's not like it's a goddamn Titanic.
Well, they can't whenever there's so many boats around them.
That's true.
Because they'll just get caught in the jet. I'm sorry, that's not funny. But also, kind of Darwinism. Funny.
Yeah. Stupid.
So, yeah. But yes, I got to witness that. I was very disgusted.
Yeah.
Completely and entirely. Did you watch my Snapchat?
I don't ever get on Snapchat.
Good.
Unless it is sent directly
there
to me.
There were woo girls wooing outside of their Jeep with their big Trump flags.
What's a woo?
Woo!
Oh, just going woo. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Woo girl. Yep. Me when I'm drunk and I'm winning at foosball.
Yeah, me always.
So how was your week?
Just kidding, I'm drunk always.
Yeah, no, I got it. I got your joke.
LOL. Bye. Those people left.
Yeah.
Bye.
Your week.
I was trying to remember what happened in my week. I don't know. Nothing eventful. I did get a whole bunch of cool clothes today.
Ooh.
For sloppy seconds.
Ooh.
And Chris's parents came into town this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm glad we didn't record in the morning because I didn't know they were going to get here so early.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, I was like, they go to church. Like, and the Bastrop's 2 hours away. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll be here at like 2 or 3 is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And nope, apparently they went to 8 a.m. Mass and then like, came over here because they were here at like 11. And I was like, I got off at 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we had fun walking around. And it was kind of nice to walk around Waco, like showing people around. And then I was like, oh, this city's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's kind of cute, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was fun. Went to Waco Ale Company.
Yeah.
They have very good pretzel.
Good.
Mm. Cheese and mustard. It's good. Now I'm hungry again.
Yeah, I'm starving.
But besides that, I don't really remember what I did with my week. I probably did something.
Yeah.
But.
Well, good.
I just, my days all blend together. I can't remember what happened this day or the next.
Beautiful.
I know, I'm almost out of my medicine.
Oh, good.
I haven't taken it today.
Did you like my text the other night?
Oh,
I
yes.
I ran out of my antidepressant. And
yeah.
So I was like, maybe, I think Caitlin took Celexa.
Yeah, I have not ever taken that one.
Oh.
But I saw it, like, I responded the first time, I think.
Effexor is what you
Effexor
took.
Effexor is what
it
I take.
Trash.
Yeah.
Go on.
It's still what I take.
Oh, good. I thought you just took it.
Nope, it's what I'm currently on.
Oh, okay.
It is true. Well, it's great when I'm on it.
Yes, that's
coming
what it was.
Off of it, very
that's
bad.
What it was. Yes.
Very, very, very bad.
Yes.
So the fact, well, I ran out of my Wellbutrin / Bupropion today. Mm-hmm. Well, yesterday. So I don't have a dosage for today.
Mm.
And the past 2 days, I've only taken half dosage. So I can make it last a little.
It's good that you stay consistent with them.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. And, you know, sometimes I take it in the morning. Sometimes I take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, great.
Never consistent. So that's why Dr. Longbaby's so mad at me all the time. He's like, well, we can't up your dosage. He's like, you're saying it's not working, but you're not taking it the way it's supposed to be taken. And I'm like, well, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Set an alarm on your phone.
Yeah, I tried that.
Oh.
It doesn't work because I just snooze it.
Great.
And snooze it and snooze it and snooze it until suddenly it's 8 hours later.
Great.
I haven't taken
Perfect.
It. Or eventually I just turn it off.
Great. Yeah.
And then so.
Yeah.
Then I forget because I'm like, God damn it. I don't got time for you right now. I'm doing something.
Yeah, sure.
See you.
So do you want to do an introduction on what we're talking about or?
Well, I mean, if you like took notes. So following in last week's episode and honestly just what we're going to be doing from here on out, hope you like it. If not, well, we've never been kind to y'all, so why start now?
Exactly. No.
I listen to so many podcasts where they're like, oh my god, thank you.
Yeah, no, that's not us.
And I'm like, we are so thankful, but the way that we show it is by giving you shit.
Yeah.
So if we're sitting there like, ah, fuck you, it means really that we love you from the deepest parts of us, probably, maybe. From our toes.
Toes, at least.
At least.
There we go.
At least our toes, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, This episode is sponsored by Community Beer Company. Today we are drinking Hop Skinny low-calorie IPA because it only has 4 carbs and 95 calories, but also a whopping 4.2 ABV.
Great.
But don't worry, if you drink a six-pack, you're fine.
That's right.
But we're drinking this today because, well, we packed on the pounds, and we're taking them off with Hop Skinny Community Beer Company. There you go. That was a good ad.
That was.
Really, they should hire us.
They should hire Caitlin at least.
Yeah, Megan doesn't drink. So, Sonic.
Sonic
however,
is also sponsoring us.
Along with Diet Coke. Could you imagine if Diet Coke ever sponsored us? Megan, your life would be complete.
Absolutely.
I think that that would be like your nirvana.
Do you know I have a Diet Coke clutch?
No.
Yeah.
But that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. The other day I bought a full calorie Coca-Cola bag.
Brian Harmon bought it for me.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Patreon donors coming in
clutch.
To our whole clutch. Get it?
I'm hip.
But also because clutch.
Yeah. I meant to do that completely too.
Anyways, we're talking about spooky shit. This week we have a very specific topic in mind, and we both ended up researching the same thing, so it's A-okay, and we're going to both talk to you about it. And then we also have some listener stories, which is amazing.
Yep.
Because first. 52 episodes of What's Your Excuse, we could get like maybe 15, we do one spooky episode, all of a sudden people are utilizing our Facebook again.
Exactly.
So... whatever, let's fucking roll with it.
We'll take it.
Yeah, we are gonna take it. Yeah. We're gonna run with it. And then we also have some personal anecdotes and some corrections corners from should I start with that?
Yes.
Yeah. JK. Backtrack.
Go on.
So last week I told you guys about my stepfather's serial killer encounter.
Mm-hmm.
That all was true. Did happen.
Good. I was like, so, that's quite a correction.
No.
I made that up.
It was all a lie. So I kept calling it California King. And obviously that's a bed. Mm-hmm. And I knew then. I was like, this is wrong. But so I called them for clarification afterwards. And there was a movie mm-hmm. made about these serial killers. They were the Highway 66 killers.
Oh, okay.
And it's California spelled with a K. So California with a K.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt was in it. It came out in 1993. Also, Agent Mulder.
Great.
Duchovny. How do you say his
David
name?
David
Duchovny.
Don't disrespect him like that.
No, okay, I love him, but I can't say his name. anyways.
Wonderful hands.
And so he was also in it, and they were... It doesn't focus solely on those killers, but they are included in it.
Oh, okay.
And I think it is more of a large part of the movie. I've not seen the movie, mm-hmm. actually, myself, so I can't actually speak to it. I just IMDb'd it.
Oh, okay.
But
great.
So that's what it was. Instead of two people, there were three.
Oh.
So what would happen is as they were driving up to the house, you know, a farmhouse, like, mm-hmm. it's like a mile fucking
right.
long driveway.
Yeah.
So they let one guy out at the beginning, and he mm-hmm. would walk around mm-hmm. to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And while the other two, the man and the woman, would go up to the door asking for gas. Mm-hmm. I was correct there.
Right.
They would go up. Anyways, my stepfather... And I was correct in saying that they saw someone outside.
Mm-hmm.
But so he, like I alluded to briefly, he's had some fucking insane encounters in that house alone. That house was like probably straight up Haunting of Hill House and Bly Manor, all that shit. They could like do a show on this house because some of the stories he has told me of what happened as he was a child. This happened in 1969.
Okay.
By the way. And so before my mom was even born.
69.
Like,
sorry.
That was more on my taste.
Back. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But I'm not. But so anyways, he then was looking out his window and he saw someone outside his window. And
mm-hmm.
he was like, And his mom had always told him, like, no, like, you're just fucking imagining things. She didn't say fucking because she's, like, a woman
right.
of God.
Yeah.
Not Catholic, though. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah.
So he just said, okay, well, I must be, like, dreaming this. So he was, like, I'm going to, like, close my eyes again, open them back up. If he's gone, cool. Mm-hmm. And he was gone. Mm-hmm. So he like went up to the window to kind of investigate. All of a sudden this man pops up straight in front of the window.
No.
And so my stepdad, like they had these big old fucking curtains. He like, I think he had to have been like maybe 5 or 6, like mm-hmm. young.
Yeah.
And pulled the fucking blinds off because, yeah, I mean, if somebody pops outside your window in the middle of the night that you don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd fucking do that too. Pulled the blinds off, like went running. And that's when like his parents were like, something's not right here.
Yeah.
They sent him away. And then about 2 weeks later in the paper, it, my stepdad told me he didn't put it together at the time, but his mother did. Mm-hmm. He said that it took him like 23 years to fucking figure it out. But because, I mean, I guess they probably yeah. tried to well, keep that information from them. Yeah. yeah. By the way, that man you saw, he was trying to kill you.
Totally wasn't fake. And he wanted you dead.
He
sleep
wanted
tight.
To wear your skin.
Yeah. Sleep tight, baby boy.
But he, so I guess a few weeks later, something in the paper, the mom was, or my grandma uh-huh. was reading the paper, and it said this family down the road was entirely slaughtered.
Oh my God.
And this is what happened and stuff. And I guess by this point, maybe they had like got onto the killers or maybe not, but the local newspaper was reporting on them. And yeah, so what happened is they were the Highway 66 killers mm-hmm. and they were traveling to California. Mm-hmm. Hence the movie name.
Right.
But kill. Anyways. What they would do is they would go up to farmhouses in like kind of abandoned, not abandoned, but like, you know, yeah. No like one around.
Out. Yeah. You got and acres and acres of land.
No
on
one's
going
to like, hey, neighbor.
Yeah.
Here's your pie.
Yeah.
Like no one's
going
to come check on you. So what they would do is they'd come in, slaughter the whole family, sit there, chill there with the bodies for a few days as they would shower, wash their clothing, fill up gas, stuff like that on the family's property, and then move on.
This is why I don't answer my door.
Yep.
Ever.
Yep.
Even if you're a friend.
Yeah.
Don't
fucking
come to my
text
house.
Before you come over.
Just don't come over. That's my motto. Don't text me if you're trying to come over. Don't come over. Don't come over uninvited. You're never going to be invited. So don't ever come over.
That's true. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it was pretty fucking wild. So that happened to him. That was in 1969. So, while back ago, but yeah.
Uplifting.
So that was the few corrections, a few just added details that I, my memory left out.
Perfect.
And the correct title of the film, not a bed. But yeah, it was pretty wild. I was just like,
yeah.
I don't know. One day I think it would be cool to have him like tell us some of his stories, but also like it would
sure.
maybe take like 5 hours.
Yeah.
So
it'll be
maybe
a
I'll have
series
to
series within the series.
Have my mom like write them out to us.
Because yeah.
some of them like I just remember being like, what?
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I 100% believe him, like, because,
yeah.
I mean, he was just like, no, this fucking happened.
Oof.
And, like, he crazy. But, like, this shit, I'm like, that's probably why you're crazy.
Yeah. So, is that's it for Corrections
Yeah, that's my
corner?
Corrections
Great.
Corner.
So, this week we're going to talk about something that we briefly touched on last week, which was shadow people.
Mm-hmm.
Shadow figures, shadow people, whatever you want to call them. So I have some general facts about them, what people think. I say facts, what people think, what they are believed to be, all of that. And then we'll get into the topic that we both researched by
mm-hmm.
accident.
Mm-hmm.
So
because we've also talked about it before.
Yeah.
We briefly mentioned it in episode 2 of mm-hmm. the podcast. So like throwing it back like 50 episodes.
Yeah. So listen to
them. You
all.
Know, just like go back.
So some people believe that shadow people are evil and menacing, but others believe that they are ghosts in their purest form. Because mm-hmm. if you don't know, shadow people, shadow figures, again, whatever, are basically you will see them in your peripheral.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say that word?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Peripheral.
Because I think some people say peripheral, and I think
peripheral.
That bothers me.
Peripheral.
Peripheral.
I don't know.
Whatever. Your perifs.
Perifs. My side
so
eyeballs.
You'll see them in your perifs. And it's figures that are blacker than night. And they usually don't have a face. They don't have features. It's a shadow.
It's a form.
Yeah. And so some believe they're evil, menacing, sinister. Others believe that they're just ghosts in their purest form. Others believe that they are time-traveling dimensional beings just visiting our current time and place. Most of them appear as black as night, human-shaped shadows seen walking through rooms, hallways, etc. Oh my god, my nose itches very badly. The ones that are just seen like walking through hallways and stuff are seen as the most benign. They don't even notice the things going on around them. I think that's why people tend to think that they're just ghosts in their purest form.
They're just existing because, in the way that they knew to exist.
Exactly. Yeah. So the behavior of them is largely based on the experiencer's mental health and emotional state. Hmm. So like if you are really unhappy, really down, you know, have problems with depression, things like that, taking your medicine 8 hours later than you should, you will tend to see them, and that's when they'll feel like sinister.
Mm-hmm. It is said that a lot of the times they come on after episodes of traumatic events, and when you are like literally at your darkest, they show up. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, for cynics or whatever, explain it away as like a manifestation mm-hmm. of our emotions,
right?
Or your emotions, I don't know. But they're also just like, I mean, they have been there just mm-hmm. for regular fucking people.
Yeah.
And they're just a shadow, and then they're like, mm-hmm. It's not your white sheet ghost, but it's a black version. And then of course you could get into the just the differentiation between like black being associated mm-hmm. with evil and white being pure and good, and so all that. And that could lead into a lot of the connotations associated with them.
Right. Absolutely. Generally, they're silent, enigmatic. I just took that word from all of them. And sinister. They seem silent and sinister. I'm done using enigmatic.
I've not heard of any.
I haven't heard of any that sort weren't of sinister.
Shadow person. Yeah. Yeah. When I hear the word shadow person, I automatic like shadow person in my mind means that it is the most like demonic / unsafe presence to have in your house. Like if you see a full body apparition of mm-hmm. somebody walking through, cool, but the moment that I see a shadowy figure mm-hmm. standing in the corner of my room, I will shit my pants. Yeah. I do that a lot.
I, on the other hand, will just go sleep in my parents' room at 20-something years old.
I mean, if I lived with my parents or they were anywhere closer.
It's not comforting to see.
No.
It's horrifying.
I mean, no ghost, even how...
Right.
I mean, happy they might feel or like straight up fucking Casper. I mean, even in Casper, they were a little bit... Cat, that was her name, right? Yeah. She was scared. Yep. She said, and then she said, oh, he's kind of cute.
And then he turned into Devon Sawa, who then turned into an anti-feminist.
Oh. So we hate Casper.
R.I.P. Casper, for real this time. some people also believe that we all have shadow selves. Like it's almost like the devil on your shoulder. Oh. No, like it's like the devil on your shoulder almost.
Yeah.
Like it's, to me, it's kind of almost like a doppelganger situation.
Mm-hmm. Which is fucking terrifying, and I can't wait to talk about that.
Yes. You will have like something, one side of you that makes you do like the example that they used was like, you'll hear a little voice in your head that's like, pull that fire alarm. And we all like fight those temptations to be like, or what like, if I did this?
Jump
what
off the building or run my car off the road, which I think every day.
So. My example was I once was in the kitchen with my mom and I was like about to cut a slice of cake. And I asked her, I was like, what if I just turned around and threw this whole cake at that cabinet? Like,
oh, see, that was so much more. Because I was like, I was thinking I was going to take the knife and stab myself. Or stab my hand, which I have done.
Uh-huh.
So.
No.
Basically what I'm saying is, what's our place called here in Waco?
DePaul.
DePaul, where you at? Sponsor me. Come pick me up.
That's our newest sponsor.
Recording live from DePaul. Caitlin has finally ended up where she belongs. It's so sad, but it's true. But so, they won't have me because I missed too many of my appointments because, well, anxiety and depression makes you not show up to things. Yeah. So,
or again mentioned in one of the other episodes, makes you back into a car and then rush off to your appointment without telling the neighbors.
Yep, my therapy appointment. God. It's the first day I lived in that house. I lived there for less than 24 hours, and I hit my neighbor's car and drove to therapy.
I was at that house for less than 4 hours and hit your neighbor's car.
See, they parked there. They wanted to be hit.
They did.
I swear to God.
I was their mark.
My police friends, if you're listening, don't give us a ticket. They said they listened now.
I filed it with my insurance.
Yeah, no. But, well, I didn't.
Yeah.
But they finally, they messaged me one day, and they're like, so you've mentioned us a few times, and I just want to say, like, we haven't actually listened. Because you said, like, we listened. And then I was like, well, okay, first off, your husband told me he would listen on the drive up to the airport. So I thought that he had. But she was like, but now I've binge listened to, like, 30 episodes. Oh. She fucking listened to so many. And then she was like, you guys are fucking amazing. Like, and I was like, yeah.
We know.
We know. Thank That's you. What I was telling you.
So, all I have left is the topic that we both covered.
So, briefly in episode 2, I mentioned, so we were talking about The Haunting of Hill House, which Haunting of Bly Manor is going to come out this month.
What? Sponsored by Netflix.
That's right. and we're going to have, Ryan and I spoke about having a movie days where we watch it together. Mm-hmm. But then I said, what if I watch it ahead? And he said, well, you're no good. What's wrong with you and Megan where you can't just space things out?
How dare he? He watched 2 seasons of Cobra Kai in 2 days.
Okay, well, now we got something to say to you, Ryan.
Yeah, and also...
So then we can watch all of Bly Manor in 1 day.
Yes, and also...
We'll just have a Sunday of it.
Any time that he and I are watching a show together, I wait for him. What a fucking turd.
See, and I told him, I said, if we were actually watching it together, I would wait. I would hate it. I'd hate every second that I couldn't go finish it, because I want to know, but... Anyways, in The Haunting of Hill House, there is a man who strongly resembles the Hat Man. Mm-hmm. And it is a worldwide phenomenon. And he was the bowler Hat Man. He was that creepy, just long, stretched out, kind of like
with the
Slender
cane.
Man looking, floating.
Had the cane and the coat.
He really did embody the Hat Man, but with physical features.
Right.
So the Hat Man is someone who appears to, or has appeared to, multiple people. I myself cannot speak to this. I've not had a personal experience with him. But he does show up. He's a shadow figure who will appear a lot of times in distress, as we mentioned earlier. But he has either a top hat or a fedora sort of hat. And all you can essentially see is the outline. And you can tell that he has somewhat sort of a trench coat on, a lot of people will say. I've heard different reports of white glowing eyes to red glowing eyes. And then the one distinguishable fact, aside from the fact that you can, like, that he wears clothing. And shadow people typically just, it's like a shadow.
Right.
Is that he doesn't just, like... disappear. Like, he doesn't just disappear. He will typically walk away or float away. And so he doesn't just, like, it's not like, well, maybe I was imagining that. Like, no, you can watch this motherfucker walk away from you.
Yeah.
A lot of the times he does present himself in very malicious and malevolent ways, but other times he just watches you.
Yeah.
Which is incredibly unsettling.
Well, and a lot, that's the word I was looking for earlier. When I use the word discomforting, I meant unsettling.
It's fucking creepy as shit.
Yes. So it says...
And his smile can apparently come through sometimes. Which, like, if I just saw a figure in the corner of my room with just a smile, I'd probably, like, cry.
Yeah, I see. It's also, like, there is... He's associated with hostility or, like, a bad omen. Like, something is about to happen to you.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Jasmine with the New Black Collective.
And what's up? It's Dave ER from Change Waco.
Don't forget to subscribe to Stories of the Streets. Well, we'll be here every other week bringing you expert stories and also stories from local Wacoans.
Stories of the Streets is in association with the New Black Collective, Change Waco, and Rogue Media. Tell your friends, tell your family. Shout out to the streets. Tune in as much as y'all can.
Okay. This is a complete aside, and I'm opening my beer. Mm-hmm. Drink Community Beer, Dallas, Texas. Skinny Hop IPA. Mm-hmm. Oh my god. It bubbled. Anyways, I watched, what? No, it's fine. It was within the rim.
Yeah, contained.
Contained. I watched this movie called Little Evil on Netflix the other day. It's old, yeah, with Adam Scott. Mm-hmm. And I was like, because the kid, of course, is like heavily modeled after Damien and the old man. And then there's also the Shining Twins in there at one point briefly. It's a comedy horror. I fucking loved it.
I haven't watched it.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
But it is fucking funny. Chris D'Elia's in it.
Chris D'Elia?
D'Elia,
the one that's in trouble?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, but the comedian. And then also Turk.
Donald Faison.
Yeah, is also in it.
Deal, I'll watch it.
And so it was very funny. I watched it the other day. I was like, oh, I've seen this shit, but it looked so stupid. Like, I've watched every other horror movie on Netflix.
Oh, my God.
Literally every movie. That's why I got Shudder, because I was like, I'm out of options.
You need that Pluto TV.
And just watch everything. Yeah, because Shudder doesn't have everything. I want to watch the Demon House documentary that is by, what's this, Zach Bagans. Mm. I've heard that it's supposed to, like, make you so scared, though, like uncomfortable, like shit's coming into your life and stuff.
Nope, I'm good.
And so, like, I'm totally down for that because I've desensitized to everything. So everything, I'm just like, I fall asleep to Annabelle. Okay. Like, I have her sitting on my goddamn shelf. I have to show you the doll head.
Please don't. Oh, I was like, if it's Annabelle, I'm not interested.
No, but I did win a whole lot of doll parts. And
I remember.
Some of them were 6 inches tall, the heads.
No.
Yeah. And one of them is terrifying. I'll send you a picture.
Here's the other thing is that there is a website that's called the Hatman Project.
Yeah, so it's an entire blog dedicated to it.
Yeah, it's like a forum.
I have it pulled up here.
Yeah. And then they do, you know, if you are a skeptic, you will say that oftentimes it can be sleep paralysis based on things that you have seen in pop culture or in your life that seem, you know, creepy, like working life. And they say it could be based on exposure to things like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, I saw that a lot too. And I was like, I had sleep. So surprisingly, I've only had sleep paralysis once that I could ever remember. And which is incredible considering the insane amount of just nightmares I have. Like every night. That's all I have.
Yeah.
It's gotten better, but I mean, that is probably heavily linked to my trauma. And by probably, I mean, it is heavily linked to my trauma.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, I've had this one figure who has haunted my dreams literally since I was a child.
Yeah.
And it has changed shape since I've gotten older. But it is always the same presence. Mm-hmm. And I can lucid dream. And then I also have the ability to dream multiple levels deep.
Mm-hmm.
I've had one, I think I spoke about it on here, where I had a dream that my brother died and I woke up and a week passed in this dream where he was dead. Mm-hmm. And I thought that I had dreamt it, and no, he was actually dead.
Yeah.
And this week passed, and then I fucking I broke a plate or something. In my dream, like trying to make a fucking sandwich, and I dropped it, and someone was like, are you okay? Like trying to like tiptoe around me, and then I just like fucking exploded, and I was like, no, I'm not fucking okay. My brother is dead. Like, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
And then like I just went off, and then I woke up in real life.
Yeah.
And of course he wasn't.
Yeah.
And I called my whole family at 3 a.m. and they were like, Mom, why is Caitlin calling me at 3 a.m.? Is she crazy? And so, yeah, he wasn't dead. But I've had sleep paralysis only once, which is shocking.
Yeah.
Due to the, like, incredible real nature.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had one where a snake literally bit me over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Had to be a million times because not a single ounce of my body was recognizable. I looked at it.
I remember you telling me that
one. And it was literally a bloody pulp. And then it was just my friends driving me to the hospital acting like nothing was wrong. I think it had to do with the fact that I was, like, so broken.
Yeah.
But no one around me knew.
Yeah.
It probably led to that. But, like, still to this day, this happened 4 years ago or so. I can still feel the exact way a snake's bite goes into my skin. And I've never been bitten by a snake.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my dreams are that real.
Yeah.
And I've only had sleep paralysis once, and I was in the sixth grade. And I was at my best friend at the time, Amy's house. And I just remember waking up, and I was frozen. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't really do anything. And I didn't feel anything was wrong immediately, but then I just, like, felt... I don't know if I even saw anything. I just felt something coming towards me and just, like, take over me.
Yeah.
And, like, at that time, I just completely was overwhelmed with dread. Mm-hmm. And, again, I have a giant fear of death, mainly not for me, but for the death of my loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, I called all my family being like, oh, my God. I think, I mean, by the sixth grade, I did have my emergency phone.
Yeah.
So I was able to call my mom. Or I called her from her house phone. I don't know. But
house phones.
Yeah, I know. I, like, called and stuff. And because something that happened in that moment, while, like, I feel like I do remember something standing over me, while I don't know if I physically saw it, I felt it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't move my body, though. Like, my body was completely paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I was just like, meh.
Yeah.
It's the only time it's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
But I've never, like... I don't know, experienced a shadow person like that. I have experienced shadows in a mirror before, though. Mm. Which the Hat Man also appears in mirrors, so maybe, maybe I guess I have. I don't know.
Huh.
Not the Hat Man, but a shadow person.
So the other thing is that the sleep paralysis of the Hat Man, or I think it's sleep paralysis in general, affects 8% of people regularly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was what I read as well.
So it's pretty... uncommon, I would say.
Yeah.
Also, the Japanese call it kanashibari.
Yeah. There was a Canadian... There was another part there that I read, too, that was Canadian Inuits?
Yeah?
And or something. I don't know. But I was like, nope, not even going to write that down because I don't know how to say that.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to complete... Not the, people, but,
but
the word that they used. But, yeah, a lot of the times it is associated with Nightmare on Elm Street. I never had any bad dreams about Freddy Krueger. That shit never really bothered me.
I was never exposed to it as a child.
Oh, yeah. I was, like, in the fourth grade.
Never seen any of them.
The first novel I read was Pet Sematary. Mm-hmm. So that probably explains a little bit.
Maybe.
But, yeah, most of the time it is associated with just deep REM sleep and the fact that we are paralyzed there and that our dreams spill over into our waking world. Again, not had that happen, which is surprising.
Well.
But, yeah. Lots of Hat Man. There's been so many just stories, like, just people who have seen, and there's been some that I read that I was just like, this is dumb.
Yeah.
They were like, it was terrifying. I saw him in the kitchen, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But there were so many where he would just stand over people.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shadow peoples tend to kind of...
Sorry.
Son and guys. Hop on, like, the chest of people or something. And then that's where that crushing feeling comes from sleep paralysis, is that the demon or the shadow person is literally on top of your chest. And they are just looking at you.
Yeah.
But the Hat Man is more often seen in the corner of the room. Sometimes he will stand over you, like, just as if you had... He typically appears from anywhere from at least 6 feet tall, but I've heard upwards of 8. Just very long, slender kind of man with a top hat, and occasionally documented with red eyes, white glowing eyes, and then a smile.
Yeah.
And he will just watch from the corner of the room. And or he will, like, actually come over, but he's never quite as oppressive as normal shadow people. Like, more of his energy comes from watching, and it's like he emits a sort of ominous kind of feel. Mm-hmm. And then again, he walks away instead of disappearing. And mm-hmm. so it's like he did that to you, and then you can watch him disappear, which is terrifying.
Yeah.
To me. McKenna.
Okay.
Sorry, I responded to that out loud. But I want to tell my... No, let's do it this week. It's fine. Mike, we're going to go a little long. He's like, what the fuck ever. But anyways, I mean, I guess we can kind of wrap that part up now, though. The Hat Man, he's a crazy worldwide phenomenon. If you want to know more and have actual facts, well, go look for it yourself.
Yeah.
If you want facts, you've not come to the right place. Visit you've come for an interpretation. Project. Yeah. There's literally an entire blog dedicated to the people who have seen him, started by an individual who had an encounter, mm-hmm. And then it came up, and people all around the world, doctors actually got involved.
Yeah.
And they were like, it's more about sleep paralysis and stuff like that, or just imagining. I mean, I don't know. Do you remember the Danny, like, Twitter thing that was going around, or
Yanny?
No. Oh fuck! I'll come back to that. It was like Danny said, or David said, or I don't know, something. I'll find it.
Okay.
I have a story attached to that though.
Okay.
But yeah. Anyways, we do have a listener story from this week.
We do. It is from Dorothy.
Dorothy.
So I have to find it because I, for some reason, did not have it pulled up already.
Well, if you expected.
Here it is.
We already wrote notes, okay? What more do you want?
So she says, hey, guys, I have a ghost story to share. I have a couple, but this one was more recent. It happened on August 14th of this year between 8 and 9 a.m. I was
right the other day.
Yeah. I was in the middle of my 5 to 1:30 p.m. shift. Right? Yes. I'm a personal shopper at a store and was assigned to making phone calls to the customers who had some exceptions made to their order and make sure they're okay with the changes. But if they don't answer, I need to leave them a voicemail. A customer I tried to get a hold of didn't answer, so I proceeded to leave a voicemail. Right in the middle of me leaving my voice message, I was cut off by this white noise / static coming from the phone. Mm-hmm. So like... Mm-hmm. I tried to awkwardly finish the voicemail through the noise. And there was a male voice saying hello. So I assumed it was a customer that answered, and I was trying to connect. Which, like, I don't think that's not how cell phones work.
Yeah.
If you're already in the voicemail, it's just you're leaving a voicemail. They're not answering.
Yeah.
It's not used to we could do that whenever you had
but not with cell phones. Lines.
Yeah. So
typically I'll get a call back in the middle of the voicemail.
Yeah. But it just kept getting louder, and you could hear him saying, hello, Dorothy, hello, and then some mumbling I couldn't make out from it. Me and my coworker looked at each other puzzled and confused, and then the noise stopped, but the voicemail was still recording, and it was dead silent. So I tried asking if they were there, and then nothing. I want to hear this voicemail.
I do, too.
I want to hear what the customer's in. I got so spooked I hung up and asked my coworker if she heard them talking too, like it wasn't just me, that they said hello and my name, and she said she heard it and that it was creepy. The next day, my mom posted a picture of my abuelo, grandfather, who passed away 2 years ago on August 15th, to remember him on the day of his passing, and it clicked to me that it could have been him trying to get in touch with me, and maybe because he was always a week or so early on telling me happy birthday, maybe he was trying to wish me happy birthday a week early again. But I tried not to think too much about it because I didn't want to seem or feel crazy. And I told my mom what had happened, and she said that her stepmom, my grandmother that I grew up with, went to a medium or a psychic, and they said that my abuelo came through and explained that he has been trying to get in contact with me and everyone else. That actually reminds me, last night I had a dream. Last night I had a dream with both of my grandparents in it. Uh-huh.
Interesting.
And so, you guys don't realize this or don't know this because we never really talked about it.
He's got a ghost.
Good. Perfect. Beautiful. So, when we took our hiatus last year, it was because my grandfather had passed away from Alzheimer's. I did not share it because I am a very private person and I could not bring myself to be, I could not bring myself to be funny or on the podcast. Caitlin was completely understanding, obviously, as the wonderful friend that she is. And so last night, and you know Alzheimer's, you know how it works. They forget who you are. They don't know any, it's hard.
Yeah.
So last night in my dream, my grandfather was there, and I remember, I can't remember it all as vividly as I usually do when they're in my dream. This was the first time they both were there, though. So, and my grandmother passed away in 2015. So, I remember at
so
one
sweet
point.
That they're together.
I know. He said, he was talking to my sister in my dream, and he said, Alyssa. And I was like, wait, what? And then he was like, what's wrong with you, Megan? And I was like,
you're here.
Yeah. And then I walked into the kitchen and my grandmother was there and they were just cutting up laughing. It was wonderful. Hmm. So, yeah.
That's so sweet. Mm-hmm.
So go on with your stepfather.
Well, this one is actually my mother.
Personal okay,
family.
Your mother.
We both have grandparent stories that we can talk mm-hmm. about at a later date.
Yeah.
Of visitations and dreams, and then I have had several dreams where I have, I don't want to say predicted the future, but I've also kind of straight up have had a sense.
Right.
Anyways, when my grandmother on my mother's side was very young, I've already told you about like my relation with my grandfather who passed away when my mom was mm-hmm. 11.
Right.
He was my imaginary friend, and my babysitter had wanted nothing to do with me.
Right.
Anyways, I guess ghosts have not been a foreign subject to my family. Because when my grandmother was young, this church that they went to, so my grandmother's side of the family.
I'm not yawning at your story.
No, I thought you were going to sneeze, and so I was pausing for a sneeze.
I thought you were pausing.
I thought you were
like,
going to go,
how fucking dare you?
No. Dude, I yawn all the time. Anyways, my grandmother's maiden name is Zagata, mm-hmm. which I think is badass.
Yeah.
I wish that was my fucking maiden name.
Love it.
What the hell? I got stuck with Klein. Thanks, Dad. No, I'm just kidding. But so anyways, they went to a church, my grandmother and her family, when she was younger. And the organ player mm-hmm. at the church, she had this pipe organ. And she was a big prominent part of the church. And I guess my mother or grandmother's family was as well. Mm-hmm. Anyways, she left when she died. She somehow willed her pipe organ to my grandmother's family, the Zagatas.
Wow.
Yeah. And so they were like, we don't know why she did. But okay. And so like a lot of the times this is getting into where I thought this happened when my grandmother was an adult mm-hmm. and I was young. And so I always told the story because I'll tell the whole story that I knew and then I'll backtrack to what I just found out literally on my way here. I thought this happened when my grandmother was an adult and my mother mm-hmm. was born and she had just given birth to me.
Yeah.
Because the last time that this lady was seen after she passed away was when I was born. And I was staying at my grandmother's house mm-hmm. and she then came into our room and was floating above the bed. And my mom is like straight up blind.
Oh my
like,
God.
Stigmatisms out the wazoo in both eyes. So like without her glasses, she can't see shit.
Yeah.
She can see forms. Uh-huh. And so she was like, I saw a whole figure floating mm-hmm. over the bed. And the organ was in the house, I think maybe at the time. And it was her, like she had come to see me mm-hmm. and like, so my mom didn't feel threatened, but she was like, what the fuck?
It was weird.
I can't see. Yeah. And was looking up at this. And then like, she's like, I got my fresh baby here. Mm-hmm. And my dad's like, pass the fuck out, I guess.
Yeah.
And so she was like, ah. And I thought that was really the end of it, that this lady came back to see me. Turns out this all happened when my grandmother was a child. And so right after she died, the pipe organ was still at the church. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much y'all know about pipe organs, but you have to pump it up for about 30 minutes mm-hmm. in order to play it. Mm-hmm. I guess I kind of jumped the gun there. My grandmother's house as a kid was frequently filled with the pipe organ music and like church hymns.
Okay.
But no one was there.
Yeah.
Playing the pipe organ.
Right.
That you would have to pump up for 30 minutes.
Right.
Who so would? It's not like a piano that you can just go like ting, ting, ting.
Yeah.
Pop up to. Like, no, you have to work for it.
Yeah.
Anyways, right after she passed, she had willed the organ to my grandmother's family, and so they had disassembled it, and then they were going to come get it the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, okay, we're tired. And I guess someone was a key holder there,
mm-hmm.
and they got a phone call later that night, and they said, hey, all the lights in the church are on. I think you need to come back up here. So they did. They came back. The church was, all the lights were for sure on, and then the organ was reassembled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they were like, what? Okay, that's a little bit weird. And so I don't know if it was two or one people who went up there, but they disassembled it again because they were like, fuck, we don't want them to like, I'm sure they didn't say fuck.
Yeah, sure.
Come up there and be like, why is this reassembled again?
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, took it apart. Because, I mean, it's like four pieces.
Yeah.
It's not like huge.
Yeah.
But they took it apart, turned the lights back off, went back home. They, by the time they got home, they said, hey, the lights are still on in the church.
Oh, my God.
So they went back up there. All the lights were on. All the water was running. And the organ was reassembled again.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And then so finally, I mean, I guess they got it to stop. And then the organ moved into my grandmother's home,
uh-huh.
in which I guess my great-great-grandfather or great-grandfather, mm-hmm. her dad, whatever, would mm-hmm. like often see the apparition, and my grandmother's name is Robin,
mm-hmm.
and so he'd be like, Robin, like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then she would just go away, and it wasn't Robin, it was mm-hmm. the younger apparition of this woman.
Oh my God.
And so she would come along, and like she'd be heavily active, but the moment that my grandmother went to college, she wasn't
Nothing.
Seen from again.
Uh-huh.
And then until I was born,
mm-hmm.
in which she showed back up.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that shocked me was my mom told me one time the organ, my grandmother went up to it and like there was some dust, blah, blah, blah on the organ. She was like, I'm going to play it. She picked her fingers back up and the dust was crimson red.
No.
Like fucking blood.
Nope.
Oh, my mom told me that.
Thank you.
That was the part where I went, what? You have never told me that. What the hell? And I was like, this lady seems so nice, but why the fuck is there? Why? Why will you play the organ and blood come on your fingers?
No, gracias.
Yeah.
No,
and
quiero.
So that I was like, my mom was like, I haven't told you that. And I was like, no, mom. No, mom, you have never fucking told me that.
But again, it goes back to your stepdad. Why would she tell the child that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I guess now.
Well, hey, look, Caitlin.
Look at this blood.
That's blood. Check it out.
I wouldn't remember. Yeah. I guess, the last time that she was seen at, or no, I guess the last time that, yeah, okay. The organ somehow got sold by my grandmother's cousins later on.
Yeah.
And my mom said she has pictures of it. She's going to send me.
Okay.
Of the organ.
Great.
But the last time that the organ was in our family, like the Zagata / then on name, was when I was three.
Yeah.
I don't remember shit when I was three.
Sure.
Maybe.
Who
so
does?
I only remember when I walked in and remembered my past life and saw my brother being changed. And I said, I had one of those. It fell off. It'll grow back someday. I was just waiting.
Wonderful.
Waiting for my dick to grow.
Also, Brian and Amanda, this is very, very quick because they said is like, so Brian and Amanda live in a house that was built in 1913.
Jeez.
The city record only goes back to 1999, so they can't find a lot of
stuff. The whole 100 years.
Right. But they do have all of their abstracts. And I, as a previous realtor, know how to read an abstract. Which
yeah,
is
I don't know what
all
that means.
Of the
I'm
history.
I'm thinking Picasso right now.
No, not exactly.
Okay.
It has all of the information on the history of the home all the way back for like forever and ever and ever. Amen.
So at what point do you not have to disclose a murder? A death in the home.
That goes to the seller's disclosure. That's not the abstract.
But is there like a law in which you like can
yes,
legally
is,
not be now, able to not tell the person that?
The only reason that you legally have to disclose is if it was a homicide or a violent death.
Yeah. Okay.
If it was a suicide,
because
you don't
the
have
world
to.
Believes in ghosts.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to.
You don't
we
have to
recommend.
Disclose a suicide. No. That's a violent death.
No.
It is, though.
I mean, yes, but you don't have to disclose
that's so much pain attached to that death.
Right.
That it's more than almost always
Hang
will
on.
Produce a ghost.
Because the reason you have to disclose
spirit.
A violent death or a homicide is because if it was something like a homicide and they have not caught the killer yet,
they could
come
back
to the
house.
Okay. It's more of a safety issue. It's not so much the ghost thing in that aspect.
I wanted to believe
so,
that the city believed in ghosts.
Not so much. I mean, they probably do, but
Waco
that's not why
ghost
you have to disclose
in
it.
In October.
So, but the abstract goes all the way back onto who owned it forever and ever and ever. Amen. I went all the way back to the land of 1905.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Very interesting. A lot of the owners died while they owned the house, but it does not say if they died in the house. So we were talking about it, and they said, Brian and Amanda have never heard noises, but when they have guests over who are watching the dog or watching the house or anything like that while they're out of town, those friends will text them and be like, do you guys hear noises, like, constantly? And they didn't really go into detail about it. So when I asked Brian, so do you guys believe in the supernatural? Amanda was like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of, you know, not, you know. Not a fully committed answer. Brian responded, I mean, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, I feel like they're probably pretty closed off.
Yeah, he just goes, I mean, probably.
I
and I was like, I hate you.
I mean, if I saw a shadow figure hanging over my bed, sitting on my chest, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're not, they're willing to admit it. And like, but I think they just haven't experienced it really.
Yeah.
So, but that's it.
They need personal. Well,
so,
stay
we
tuned for
long.
When we ghost hunt their house.
Yes. And in the meantime, go check
Join
out
us on
Patreon.
Patreon to get that right. Ghost hunt of their house.
Yeah.
They'll never
that's
let us
not,
in.
That, yeah, that's not going to happen. But
it'd be fun. They're Patreon donors, Brian and Amanda Harmon.
Do have some exciting things lined up, hopefully.
Yeah.
We can't talk about them yet, but we are working on them. Brian.
My demon voice.
Thank you to our patrons,
yes.
Brian and Amanda.
We also have Vanessa Seitz.
Jeffrey.
And we have Shelby.
And Madison.
And also Brandon.
Yes.
Oh, it's Brandon.
Every
Brandon's
week.
Brandon's been like the first
yeah.
one forever, never, and always.
Forever and ever, amen.
Love Brandon.
Yes, thank you, all of you. You can also send us your ghost stories or
right.
supernatural or just weird shit because
mm-hmm.
we're not just doing ghosts, we're doing weird shit.
Yeah, murder, anything
uh-huh.
that's
yeah.
like, I saw this shit. Talk about
so
it.
Send that to us. You can send it to us on Instagram.
That's right. At What's Your Excuse Podcast with no spaces or apostrophes.
Mm-hmm. Or
none of that.
You can email us
at What's Your Excuse Podcast at gmail.com, all one word.
Or you can send us things on Facebook
at What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and apostrophes because there we are not
animals.
That's right.
Yep. You can also listen to us on Apple iTunes Podcast. Apple Podcasts.
Apple.
There it is. Apple iTunes. Somewhere. The purple thing. You
that
know
purple
it.
Thing
you've
that
seen it. You've got it.
It comes on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
If you just like click just, it's always
there.
I don't even. Can you delete it?
You
yeah,
can.
You can. There's some you can't delete.
Yeah, I know.
But that one, why would you want to delete it? We're
yeah.
on there.
Hello.
Duh, motherfuckers. You can also find us on Google Play.
And Stitcher.
And also Spoofy.
Spotify.
Yeah. That's the
so,
proper name.
There we go.
As always, we're in the lovely Rogue Media Network studios. They're sitting here with us, telling us that we're shit. He's throwing ghosts
time for us to
at
leave.
Us. He said, why the fuck? I told you, keep it at 30 minutes.
Yep.
We're at 62
That's
almost.
Right.
He's continuously throwing ghosts at us.
Great. Also known as tissues.
Tissues.
He's used.
You know, the same. He blew into it.
So,
oh, I'm sorry. There's Santa Cloth. That's
oh.
Like when...
Right.
Mike Tyson says Santa Claus. I'm sorry, I'm going to hell, but that was a meme I read once. Santa Claus.
All right. Well, that's
anyways,
it.
That's a fun show. Bye.
We'll talk to you next week. Whatever.
You're not going to talk to us. Bye. Yeah, maybe you will. We had people talk to us this week.
That's right.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Dorothy. What's your excuse?
Wow.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.